Veteran News. I'm John Scott. The U.S. has a new Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The U.S. Senate confirmed Doug Collins to the job, putting the former congressman in charge of care of Americans' veterans. Collins is an Iraq War veteran and has promised to cut regulations and elevate the quality of care for veterans. The Department of Veterans Affairs manages a more than $350 billion budget and oversees nearly 200 medical centers and hospitals nationwide. China has countered President Trump's tariffs on Chinese products with tariffs of its own on multiple U.S. imports. And Beijing also takes aim at an internet search giant.
China is opening an antitrust investigation of Google, which in any event has only a limited presence in that country. At this point, it's not clear how the investigation will affect Google's ongoing operations in China.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Both Mexico and Canada have been given 30-day extensions for further talks on tariffs. Also at SRNNews.com, the GOP's ambitious plan to quickly advance President Trump's legislative agenda hitting an early speed bump, with Speaker Mike Johnson punting an initial vote on the legislation.
Speaker Mike Johnson's reconciliation plan is already running behind schedule. The House Budget Committee is not planning to vote on the budget resolution this week, despite the Speaker's initial plan to do so. GOP leaders have been scrambling to address demands from conservative members who want deeper spending cuts. Johnson and GOP leaders repeatedly said that they wanted to start the legislative process on the measure, encompassing much of Trump's agenda by advancing a budget resolution out of committee this week. But a source says a vote will not take place this week amid jockeying among Republicans over how deep the spending cuts should ultimately be. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Dow had 156 points, the Nasdaq adding 253. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers have approved legislation expanding the number of families who can use taxpayer money on private and religious schools regardless of income. The school voucher bill is a long-sought victory for Republican Governor Bill Lee. President Trump backed Tennessee's bill on social media. Under the new proposal, 20,000 education vouchers of around $7,000 each would become available next year. This is SRN News. Vice President Vance's itinerary taking him to France.
The VP is scheduled to attend the AI Action Summit, a high-level meeting co-hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Heads of state, including China's vice premier, tech CEOs, and other stakeholders are expected to focus on artificial intelligence at the two-day event. Vance, while acknowledging some harmful applications of AI, has said he's worried about preemptive overregulation that would entrench current tech incumbents. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has returned to government in his native Norway as finance minister months before a national election. Stoltenberg led NATO from 2014 until he handed over leadership to current Secretary General Mark Rutte at the beginning of October. Before leading NATO, Stoltenberg was Norway's prime minister. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.